Playing the Hunter Valley's greatest hits, 981, 2&M with Survivor, Eye of the Tiger from Rocky, of course. New order in there too with Bizarre Love Triangle. Someone who I reckon's probably been in a fight or two over his lifetime, including a career as a police officer, is One Nation Upper House MP, and that is Rod Roberts. Rod, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. How are you today?
Very good. Are you going to incriminate yourself about any fights you had as a copper?
Mate, I'd have been on the receiving end of a hiding or two. I never dished any out, Darren, let me tell you.
Good to see you, one of the good ones, mate. So the reason I've got you back on, we spoke to you a few weeks ago now on the program about the fight of Hunter Valley investors in UCOAL, which came out of what was originally the Doyle's Creek Exploration Licence, which ICAC found was a dodgy deal when it comes to the original granting of the licence by now-disgraced Labor Minister Ian McDonald, who is behind bars. And the fact that the government still won't pay compensation to these people who invested their money in good faith, but then Barry O'Farrell, the then Premier, basically cancelled the licence. Now, you wrote to the Attorney-General, now that the court case is concluded, saying, okay, well, let's move with it. What response have you got?
Well, I've got a pretty poor response, Darren, as usual, sidestep from this Attorney General, the Liberal Attorney General. He hasn't been very forthcoming at all. What his answer was in relation to my question about, you know, when are you going to pay compensation to these innocent mum and dad investors in UCOAL? His answer came back was, it'd be inappropriate to comment while there's ongoing criminal proceedings in relation to ICAC's investigation in Operation Acacia, which led to the cancellation of the licence. And secondly, he said, while the trial judge handed down a decision on the 20th of December 22, I'm mindful of the potential for an appeal to be filed. Well, Darren, that's just a smokescreen to alleviate the government making good on their cancellation of this licence. First and foremost, to the best of my knowledge and to the others that I've spoken to, there are no outstanding criminal proceedings. The last criminal proceeding that was in relation to this matter was the matter of Mr. John Maitland, which went before the Supreme Court on the 20th of December 2022, and Mr. Maitland was found to be innocent, completely innocent in the involvement of the issuing of the Doyle's Creek licence. The only person that's been held to account for that was the former Labor Minister, Ian McDonald. So, first of all, no further ongoing criminal proceedings. And secondly, he says potential for appeal. Now, as far as I know, and inquiries I've made from senior legal sources tell me that the Crown has 28 days in which to lodge their appeal to the Court of Criminal Appeal. And this was on the 20th of December 2022. We're now on the 5th of March 2023. And the proceedings, well, the opportunity to lodge an appeal is long gone. So how can he use this as an excuse?
Well, it will send him to after the election, then he'll have to worry about it again. But until then, his excuse covers him until then, I suppose.
Well, that's how it appears to be. And it's a very poor excuse, and it does nothing to rectify the situation that these innocent shareholders find themselves in. Well, they are still out of pocket, you know. Lots of money down, some of them hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they are not rich, wealthy, corporate types. They are innocent mum and dad shareholders, a lot of them from up around the Hunter Valley.
Exactly. So, essentially, the government doesn't want to have to pay out compensation. Well, fair enough, if that's their decision, but at least be upfront and honest with the people and say, we're not going to pay any compensation, so they can at least deal with that as opposed to stringing them along again and again, and now after the election, and then there's a change of government, then they've got to start the whole process again.
Well, that's all they're doing. They're kicking this can down the road. I think when we discussed this last, Darren, I told you about my involvement in this since 2019. So this has been going on, and they just keep sidestepping and avoiding their responsibility with flimsy excuses, and you can't get much flimsier than this one, and I've explained the reasons behind that to your listeners.
This is more and more evidence of this state government putting people at the bottom of the list, so to speak. It's all about covering one's political butt in this case, and not committing the government to anything, or at least not giving them hope that they're seriously considering it. I mean, I've written legal words like that as talking points for ministers in my career, and I'm ashamed of it now because it doesn't tell the people anything. It doesn't give them any hope or any indication one way or the other. It just keeps them in a holding pattern like they're running on a treadmill all their life.
Yeah, it's just political spin, Darren, that's all it is. And as I say, and as you're well aware, these proceedings have had a detrimental effect on people's financial situation, but also their mental health, because they don't see, well, there should be a light at the end of the tunnel, but this government keeps turning the light off with flimsy excuses.
Yeah, well, there's not even a door into the bloody tunnel. My guest is Rod Roberts, the Upper House MP for One Nation, who's been championing this course for compensation to be paid to these new coal investors. What does this do for confidence internationally to come and invest in New South Wales? I've got to imagine that if you're, XYZ company over in China or Korea or US or whatever, and you do your research, as soon as you see this story come up, you're going to run a mile, aren't you?
Look, it's extremely damaging to investors' confidence. I mean, it was only a couple of months ago that Premier Perrottet went on a travelling trip around Southeast Asia, I think Japan, Korea and India, trying to drum up investment in New South Wales. And I encourage him on that, and I congratulate him for doing that, because New South Wales is normally a great place to invest. We live in the best state, in the best country in the world. And we've got unlimited potential here. We've got a great workforce. And we need investment from overseas to continue to drive it along. But if you're an overseas investor and you were aware of what's happened in this incident with New Coal, you'll be very reticent to put your money into an investment in New South Wales. It just destroys any form of overseas confidence. When you've seen the government, at a stroke of a pen, just wipe out people's money, shareholdings and assets from them, you would be very dubious about investing in New South Wales, unfortunately.
Now, with the election just over two weeks away, obviously nothing's going to happen between now and then with the government in caretaker mode. Maybe these people here in Hunter Valley can shut down and have a breather for a couple of weeks, knowing that nothing's going to change for them now, and then see what happens after the election. And, of course, none of us know what's going to happen there at this point in time.
Well, no, that's true. Unfortunately, people are left in a holding pattern. But irregardless of which major party forms government next year, I'll still be in Parliament and I will be championing this cause with whoever holds government. Because this is not going away. Darren, this thing will not go away. A decision has to be made. Compensation has to be paid. And it can't be just kept putting off all the time. So we'll continue on with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, whoever wins government, whether it's the current one or we get a change in government, please put people first. If you do that, you'll probably stay in government quite a long time. If you don't, then you're going to be living on the edge the whole time. Rod, keep up the great work. Thanks very much for the update, mate.
And thank you, Darren. Look, thanks for your interest in it and championing the causes of your locals up there in the Hunter Valley.
No, that's what we're here for. Rod Roberts on Hunter Valley today on 981 2NM.